Are you tired of being alone with your own thoughts? Do you need moral support? Well, you're in the right place. I'm Shara.
And I'm Ginger.
And we invite you to the table as we share stories,
conversations,
and moral support from our view as middle-aged besties. Let's go.
All right. We're here. And we're already laughing.
We're giggling during just thinking about what we're going to talk about today.
Because this episode is about an episode that we had in real life, literally last night.
Last night was March 20th.
Yes.
Now it's a different time when you're listening to this, but when this actually took place.
You mean we're not live? What?
No. It was your birthday.
It was my birthday. I turned 51.
And we were texting one day back in January.
I am here because I'm headed to Texas Ladies Conference.
Yes.
Yeehaw. And I had to fly into Houston.
Right.
So I text you and said, hey, what if I fly in a little early and we hang out a little, and then we're both going to Lufkin together. You're going to drive me there.
Right.
Today. Now
right.
It's today.
I was like, I was going to come up and be there for your moral support.
But I'm not even speaking tonight. So
she was going to speak because Friday is Sophia's birthday. So I was like, I can't be there Friday, but definitely I'll be there Thursday.
Yes. And this is where we were raised. This is our campground.
Yeah, Lufkin, so Texas.
It's not your district anymore.
Right.
But
it's where I got the Holy Ghost. It's where we, you know, had all of our...
It's where I first saw you.
Of, yeah.
Ever.
Wow, crazy.
And they called Shara Hammer, to come up and sing. We were like 15.
Oh, brother.
I was like, who's that? Okay, so backtrack. January, I thought, how fun. And you were like, do it. I don't get in. You were going to be.
I was like, actually, I won't be in town that day, but I'm flying in from out of town. But I don't get in until super late. And you said, well, I guess I could get in late too.
Yes.
So that way we could arrive at the airport at the same time.
Yes.
And I could just snatch you up.
Yes. And it was so perfect.
And
we could spend the day together.
Back to Katie, spend the night with me. We could record some podcasts. It was just like a perfect plan. Everything was aligning.
And it was like spontaneous and fun for you, but also planned for me.
Yeah.
So it was just, it was perfection. So fast forward to last night.
Last night.
I'm on my plane.
Well, even before that, you texted me and said, do you still flying in late tonight?
Yes.
And I said, yes. Everything was on track. There were no delays.
Yes.
We were departing California. LAX,
and I was leaving Chicago.
And we were going to meet in Houston.
Yes.
At baggage claim.
Yes.
Because you had a bag checked.
And I got in early, which I don't normally check a bag. So that was big because I usually just carry on.
And so here we are.
Yes.
In our... respective airplanes.
Yes. And we're texting, and then I text you and I said, how weird is it that we are texting each other from different airplanes?
It was like such a cool moment, like just picturing us in the sky,
right?
Thousands of miles from each other, but we're just having this chat over text, and we're about to meet up.
We are.
In Houston.
What time would that have been? I'm actually kind of looking to see
look
on my text. I think I want to say it was what 9 or 10, something like that at night. About 10, I think. So, I mean, I'm looking at our text thread right now. So I, did text you at some point and said, what terminal do you come into?
And immediately when I read those words, sitting in the dark.
10:46 is when I sent that text.
10:46 p.m.
Yes.
And I saw your text and I thought, oh no. Oh no.
Do you want to know your response?
What was my response?
It said, I just had an anxiety attack. Are we even at the same airport?
Because where I was flying into, that's not a question. There's just one terminal.
So I said, oh Lord, I'm scared to say, and you said dying.
Dying, skull emoji.
Yes.
I'm sure I'm not looking at it.
But it's down later. And I said, you go first. And I put the little monkey with his hands over his eyes.
I can't look.
And you said hobby. And I came back and said, no.
So, yeah.
And then we got tickled.
I was laughing.
It was terrible.
It was so unfulfilling because I couldn't look around at anybody.
Couldn't wheeze there was, and my shoulders were going. And then the more
the
things
wiping
that you sent and the back and forth, Oh, we
you said, can someone say Uber for idiots?
Like in our whole thread back in January, never occurred to us to discuss if we're going to be at the same airport. But we had our little plan. And I was just, I said, just picture us like a split screen in your mind. Here I am at Hobby at baggage claim. Just looking my little eyeballs out. Well, where are you? And you're at Bush at baggage claim.
The
looking
total
around.
Opposite
I
direction.
I mean, they're 40 miles. Well, from my house, both airports are about 45 miles.
So we would have been about 90 miles apart.
No, not really. But from my house.
Okay.
But
I got you.
I mean, I don't know how far it is from Hobby to Bush. I'm just,
I got
they're
you.
Not next to each other. They're on opposite sides of the city. Probably 40 miles.
You came around. You said, so glad we had this little chat.
So glad we had this little chat. Otherwise,
oh,
wow.
My word.
I mean, like, what if, Ginger, I had not.
What if we weren't able to text?
100%.
Can you imagine we'd be wandering around trying to find a payphone or something?
Like, it's so obvious, though. I mean, I always fly Hobby and you always fly Bush. Oh, dumb and dumber strike again.
Oh, you said that. You even threw a red flag emoji out there.
The red flag emoji was for when I heard the word which terminal. I was like, oh, yes. Red flag. Something is not going well here. So here I'm getting tickled on the airplane and just thinking about how stupid.
For people who are pretty, I mean, we're relatively intelligent, though this podcast may not prove that. We are pretty.
Oh, my word.
I mean, when it comes to our engagements or our meetings.
Absolutely.
We're pretty, I mean.
We have to be on top of the travel aspect of things. I mean, I get around from day to day.
I never thought about it. I never.
So go ahead. What else?
So, you at one point you said, where's Waldo?
I'll tell you where he's not.
That's what you said.
He's at a.
You said he's not where you think.
He's not where you think he is. He's at a totally different airport. Go ahead.
Then it went into how am I getting to your house?
Because it was like midnight, you guys, and I'm not driving over to Bush. You don't want to sit around and wait for an hour waiting for me.
Yeah, you
and
came in
exhausted.
Later than I did.
And we have to give huge props to
Melanie,
the clutch queen. She came in and clutch, Melanie Lizader. And she,
we both almost, if we could have been together, it would have been unison if we would have gone, Melanie.
So she came in clutch and zipped out to pick you up at 11:30 at night?
Oh, yeah, easily.
And so I was just dying laughing.
And the funny thing is, you missed all this because we were in the car. She was telling me, she said, you know, funny thing, when she told me that you guys were going to meet up, in the terminal, in the baggage claim. She said it was so cute because she was so excited. And I thought that was so fun. She said, and then I thought, that's weird. You always fly Bush, but she always, no, you always fly Hobby, but she always flies Bush.
Mm-hmm.
She said, but I thought, surely they figured
that
out. Surely. No. Goodness and mercy needed to be following us.
They got lost. They're somewhere between there.
Apparently, we need handlers. We need people who...
We are now taking resumes for assistants and agents. I'm just kidding. Oh, my goodness. And so, our little plan... You know, there's a sermon in there. I don't know what it is.
Preach it. Preach it right now.
I don't know.
You don't know.
We make the best plans, but sometimes we forget the most important part.
That's true.
Which is...
Which airport are you going to be in at the time?
What is the connect point? I'm always saying begin with the end in mind. Like, where's the destination?
Yeah.
And we blew that. The destination. We had two separate destinations. And so our plans became irrelevant. But you did make it here.
I did.
You got here before me, went to bed.
I did. Because I said, if we see each other, we were laughing so hard. If we see each other, we're never going to sleep. We're going to stay up, and we both needed sleep. But backtrack, I just found this. We have a mutual friend who we love and respect so much. So this is, please understand that we absolutely adore her. She tells all of her own stories. Is Donna Linville.
Oh, yes. I really was secretly feeling quite triumphant that we had a Donna Linville level story.
I know.
It's not like the Rapture story. If you haven't heard her tell
that. No, you've got to
highly recommend
it. I wonder if that's on YouTube.
Surely.
If it is, we should post the link to that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's gut-wrenching funny.
Yeah.
I mean, just
she could probably tell this story in such a funnier way.
Oh, we should.
She just has a way of
doing it. We should get her on our podcast someday.
She's the greatest. But yeah.
So I just wanted to say that as a mutual friend of ours, and we totally respect her, and she tells all her own little faux pas and blunders and travel stories.
Yeah. We felt like this was in that category.
Yes. You said, this is Donna Linville's level. You said, this must be how she feels every day.
When something happens, you're like, oh, this is going to be a good, funny story to tell.
I know.
You know, and then, of course, Ginger immediately follows up with, we have to share this on the podcast.
I did. And I sent her an outline.
I was like, oh, my word. You're so weird. She made my list, like, immediately. And then we can say this, and we can say this. And I'm like, yeah, we can just tell the story. But it's so great that you think that way.
My head is full of bullet points.
It's just so great. It's better than being full of bullet points.
The last episode, you talked about domestic violence, and now
I'm
talking about
bullets.
Yes.
I chose violence today.
Oh, my word.
Spiritually, okay.
So funny. But I got here, and you had a little setup for me for my birthday, a little gift.
Some balloons and a sign.
And a cupcake.
And a present.
There was a yes.
Yes.
And a present.
But she waited. She went on to bed, which I don't blame her. And I mean,
that was wise.
Somebody knocked us out. I mean,
yeah, it was almost as if there was a medicated stupor going on.
Oh,
and
man.
And
it was raining.
It was perfect.
Oh, it slept so good.
It was cool.
Anyway, and so we didn't see each other last night, but woke up, saw each other today, and we had lunch, and I was able to sing happy birthday to her in person with her little cupcake.
It was beautiful.
Her little present. Then I'm going to take her up here to Lufkin in just a little bit. We just talked about Lufkin not too long ago, because that's why you're coming here, talked about growing up there. And I preached, not preached, speaked, whatever.
You preach. I heard you preach.
I spreaked.
You spraked.
Screeched.
Yep.
this one last year, which probably the two scariest ones I've done have been Louisiana and Texas for a couple of reasons. Because they're both large.
They're iconic.
So iconic. Yeah. And to think.
In our lives, at least.
Personally.
Yeah.
And to think that.
You're killing me. You know that, like, I've had to work so
for tomorrow.
Hard to get out of my head for this conference.
But what I will say is it was so welcoming and so inviting that all of those fears that try to get in your head ahead of time, really a waste of energy.
Because we do conferences now, and I don't find myself fearful or nervous. I mean, reverent and concerned, and you want to be on, you want to hear from the Lord.
Tribulations.
Yes. But not scared.
Right.
I used to be scared.
100%.
Terrified.
And I still have moments where I'm just very apprehensive.
Yes. That was the word I was going to use.
I don't want to use the word insecure, but sometimes you have to get there in your head and battle through. No.
Unqualified.
God gave me this assignment.
Yeah.
He opened the door. I'm just walking through, but who am I?
Yeah.
In and of all the people.
So
and what a responsibility.
Sometimes I feel like I am the answer to the question of the Sesame Street song, which one of these is not like the others?
Yes.
it's me. I don't belong.
100%. But also something that I've taught many times, and I just heard Savannah say this recently. I forget what venue we were in. She was teaching something. We have a worship leaders training seminar last week here at the church. I've been guilty of it. When you get up and say, oh, I'm not qualified to be here.
You discredit
yourself to your audience. Immediately they think, oh, don't listen to this person. They don't have it. They're not maybe even aware they're thinking that, but you're sabotaging your influence when you say that. But one of my favorite things to say like that was, I feel like a chihuahua at a Rottweiler convention. When you look around and you see some of the heroes of the faith, people you grew up listening to, and you're thinking you are just this little peon, you know, and it's not, and I don't mean that to be patronizing or to try to.
It's also not self-deprecation.
It is truly, and maybe it's something that shouldn't be said out loud, or I don't want to sabotage my influence because I believe I do have a word and I'm.
And I do have a call.
Absolutely. But sometimes you do feel like, whoa.
That's the flesh.
It's so.
I mean, even Jesus was flesh and God. I mean, you know that he.
Wait, what?
I know, right? Bible study number one. Exploring God's word.
Exploring God.
But I mean, the biggest enemy is the flesh. Very often, the devil doesn't get me on crazy things.
Right.
My flesh, my own flesh, gets me, and I get in my head.
Great sister.
Yeah, and I start thinking. You know, I have to remember God called me. I surrendered.
There's a thing we can get into later called imposter syndrome.
Oh, I'm aware. Yeah. I have to not sign up for it. Yeah. I have to.
But I think you'd be surprised how many people deal with that. And who truly is ultimately qualified?
I guarantee you that there's somebody, maybe not the whole audience, that has heard us say this. And they're like, not those two. Yeah. Neither one of those could ever feel. But I remember my husband, Brian, everybody knows his name. When Brielle, our oldest, graduated, and her husband, her now husband, Sawyer, when they graduated, he had the honor of preaching their graduation ceremony.
Oh, wow.
So cool. I'm sitting on a pew with Sister Rodenbusch. I mean, missionary icon. Like, growing up, you knew the Rodenbusch name. Sister Mooney was still alive.
Wow.
She's sitting on the other side of me. And then I just was sitting there like, I am on the wrong row. I'm not, that's where they put me because right. He was the speaker. And I was like, what am I doing here? Mm. This is surreal. I mean, and they were so kind, acted like I completely belonged there, treated right. me basically as a peer, not as a
right.
like numbskull that entered the, and I remember looking around, this is where the brain goes. I'm going to take it down a very practical path. I was like, do they have on hose? Was I supposed to wear hose?
Oh, cannot tell you. That's the soundtrack of my mind.
And I was so happy that one of them or both of them didn't have on hose. And I was like, okay. I'm good. Yeah. I'm good.
Yeah. And measuring your behavior based on theirs because they have precedent setting
yeah.
influence. Absolutely. Yeah.
It's like when you're dating, do they eat French fries with their fingers or their fork?
Mm.
Or pizza with the knife and fork or with their hands? I could not have married somebody.
I was about to say that could be a red flag.
Oh, deal breaker.
Day one. Like,
you eat your French fries with a fork? Not anything against any of you that eat French fries with a fork.
Now, there have been times if there's cheese involved on top or chili that, what did I say? Chili.
Like, I don't know. Actually,
if, like, the hands are going to have to get dirty, then a fork
that's
is okay.
That's fair.
But just in general, like, I don't want to touch the salt or whatever.
French fries are a finger food 100%. In my
yeah.
realm.
Yeah.
So no, you know, just all the disclaimers.
Yeah. No disrespect intended.
That's right. So yeah, it is definitely a real thing. How did we get to
I don't know. We're supposed to just be storytelling today. I just glanced at my phone and I have 39 missed texts during our little chat here. But we're kind of coming upon a turning point because you have to get dressed and go to church tonight.
I do.
This may not be the longest podcast.
But we did want to share this story with you because we laughed so hard. We were exchanging how, I think you said you were quaking from laughing
yes,
so hard.
I was quaking because you can't let it out and your shoulders just shake and your body just kind of.
It was terrible.
And sometimes I'm just looking at funny reels,
yes.
you know, funny little animals or babies or whatever.
Yes.
But this one was like, if I could have laughed out loud,
it would have been loud. I felt myself wanting to even do the whole, like, where you slither out of your seat because
yes.
you're just falling
just
into
the good,
laughter.
Ugly, weeping laugh.
Yes.
And that's so good for you. Honestly,
oh.
it's healthy, but we didn't get to share that moment. And it may have been just funny to us, but.
Wait, they may not be laughing.
Us just so. Doofus move, man. Just, here we are. It didn't occur to us to ask which field trip. Wow.
Which field trip we're going to go on. And we wonder why this happened to us.
We wonder why. That we just landed across different parts of Houston and you were just going to somehow go. And I was like all cleaning out my car at the airport. Like, Ginger's going to be coming back with me. I'm going to make sure there's room for her.
That was part of, I text you and I said.
You said, is there room in your car? I checked a bag.
Yes, I did check a bag because I normally carry
it. It doesn't matter because your bag ain't going in my car because I'm at Hobby. We're so dumb.
Oh. And we're willing to share it
and
with
we're sharing,
everybody.
See?
Do we have any lightning round questions? Are we going to bother with it this time?
I don't know. I feel like people want. That's what the people want.
That's what give the people what
I
they want.
I don't know what the people want. But okay, we're going to
continue from last time, maybe?
Yeah, let's see if I can do a transition. Lightning round.
There it is.
All right. Have you seen The Lord of the Rings?
No.
Do you know where it was filmed?
No. Ireland.
No.
Scotland.
New Zealand.
I knew that. I was just testing you.
Hey, here's the thing. I had not watched it. But my new son-in-law was a huge fan of it. Mm-hmm. And like with all my other kids, whatever they were into, I would force myself to, not force myself, I would invest in their interest so that we could have commonalities.
Yes.
And so I thought, you know what? He's really crazy about this. I want to see it. And of course it's epic. You know, a lot of people, it's part of the culture, the vernacular, different things. You're like, my precious. One of the little creatures that says that, Gollum. Yeah. You don't know what I'm talking about.
I haven't seen it.
And then, you know, C.S. Lewis was best friends or good friends with Tolkien. And it was a lot of...
So they were like us.
Yeah, they probably would have had a podcast if that was a thing.
I bet they landed at the wrong airport.
He helped convert him to Christianity.
Really?
And so there's a lot of subplots that are typologies. I'm not saying it's a perfect, allegory of Christianity, like the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
I've
heard of it. The Chronicles of Narnia?
Yes. No, I know that. I can't remember if I watched it or read it.
Watching or something in marathon.
I've watched it or read it. I can't remember which one.
Chronicles of Narnia is awesome. But again, I'm
more... I read things like, you know,
I would
The Cat in the Hat. Visual. Have you ever heard of Dr. Seuss?
Okay. I've heard of Dumb and Dumber.
And here we are.
Anyway, so I don't know why we're talking about Lord of the Rings, but I really liked it. It's a lot to take in. You have to kind of shift into that mindset.
It's a lot. I'm not a good watcher.
To me, the special effects and the...
How do you sit still for that?
The scope of it. Oh, I did it.
I don't know.
I kind of watched or listened basically passively for the first whatever, because I like to be busy. I can't just sit still and that's 3 hours per show. Anyway. But I did get through it all, and I do have a working knowledge of the plot and the characters.
Gotcha.
And it was pretty impressive. And so, why did I bring that up?
Because it was filmed.
It was filmed in New Zealand, and we had a missionary family, or they're from there. The Lemons showed up at our church. They were in town for a funeral.
Oh,
and in Louisiana, and then they came over. But long story short, they want us to come to New Zealand. I'm like, yes, mm-hmm. I would love to. So we're going to try to plan a trip. And then it occurred to me that that's where Lord of the Rings was filmed. Their airport is covered with like statues and artwork from the movie. Just the scenic. The backdrop is incredible. New Zealand.
Yep.
I'm terrible with the accent.
The closest I ever got was Australia.
Yeah. We can talk about that sometime too.
Yeah.
That's a long airplane ride.
Yes, it is.
Okay. So I think we are on to another question. Do we have anything?
Can you do a handstand if it's absolutely required?
If my life depended on it, I could do a handstand. Now, I don't know how long, possibly 1 to 3 seconds.
Possibly as I'm flipping
I'm flipping. Look, I was on my hands. Yeah. I didn't say walk on your hands. I like stand on your hands and have your legs
in the
above
water.
Your head vertically. In the water. Yeah.
In swimming pool, I can. I don't know. There's probably somebody
can
who
can. Can you do a somersault?
In the water?
Right now. Do it.
Oh, on land. Yes, I could do a somersault.
Okay.
It's just on the ground. You flip over.
Okay.
Just what about a cartwheel? Is that what you meant?
No.
Oh.
I know what a cartwheel is. I feel like I could do one.
And then I would have to have physical therapy.
I might regret it, but I don't know. Let's see.
What's your favorite candle scent?
My favorite candle scent right now is the White Woods. From Bath and Body, it smells like a fireplace.
Ooh, nice.
Like wood burning. Ugh, I could just drink it.
That's one scent from them that I like is the Fireside Marshmallow.
Yes.
Or Marshmallow. I don't know which way it goes. But it's got that sweet, smoky.
Yeah. So anything like that, it's like leaves burning or, I love it. And then the balsam.
Pine or whatever.
It's more holiday-ish. But
yeah.
I love it.
For summer, they've got one that is... like sugared lemon or something like that. And so it's a sweet, but then you get that citrusy lemon. I love that one in the summer. It's just
and I also like a clean, like lemon or anything that smells, you know?
No, because it smells like dryer sheet.
Which is awesome. No.
I tell you what I don't like easier. I don't like anything that smells like baby powder or something like that. I don't like that kind of smell.
I don't like... Look at us. I don't like...
I know.
Another thing I don't like.
You know why? It's because I like so many things that the things that I don't like is a much shorter list.
Hmm. The things I like are much shorter as far as scents. And I'm sensitive like headaches or my kids get allergies, different things.
Yeah.
Spain has a diffuser that she has to do that. But, okay, I think that was a very lightning. We're not very good
at that. It's never lightning.
No.
We're going to work on that.
We're going to work on that. All right, well, this is the shorter episode, and we're going to call it a day. can play our closing music.
Thank you for coming back.
Thank you for listening.
Like us, follow us.